Chapter 2. Meet the Family. The aroma of brewing coffee mingling with the crisp autumn air served as a gentle nudge that Thanksgiving morning had arrived. Glowing red morning sunlight had just peeked through the curtains of the Johnson household, rousing Dave and Julie from their slumber. A warmly spoken, "Happy Thanksgiving," exchanged between them set the tone for the day. They lingered in bed, enjoying the rare luxury of a slow start to their day. Soft conversation filled the air, as they chatted about the day's festivities, finalizing details for the incoming wave of family, and the culinary extravaganza to come. The Savory Texan Diner, a beloved institution in the Canyon Creek community for decades, has always been a hub for social and family gatherings for delicious meals. Owned and managed by Dave and Julie, the restaurant's kitchen was typically bustling with activity at this time. However, unlike most mornings at their restaurant, the enticing clatter of pots and pans wouldn't emanate from the kitchen today. On this day, Dave and Julie had chosen to keep closed the restaurant's doors. It was a paid holiday for their entire staff, a tradition they held dear. For Dave and Julie, ensuring their employees had the chance to celebrate special occasions with loved ones was an essential part of their business philosophy. Thanksgiving, a day of gratitude and togetherness, was a perfect example of that philosophy in action. For the Johnsons, lying around in bed didn't last long, they had much to do. Before 9 a.m. they had placed a large turkey in the oven and began preparations for the arrival of a sizable crowd of family and friends. Their spirited pet cocker spaniel, Bella, was intuitively extra excited this morning, as if she recognized that the change in routine meant an especially fun day, with hopefully lots of treats for her. The Johnsons' home was nestled on the shores of Canyon Lake, a vast expansive lake, shimmering 40 miles north of San Antonio. Their backyard embraced the lake with a private dock, where Dave's pride and joy, a gleaming pontoon boat, resided. Weekends for the Johnsons were a celebration of family, often spent cruising the crystal-clear blue waters and soaking up the warm Texas sun. Determined to launch the festivities at his home with an early start, Dave hatched a plan with his son Davey to arrive well before the others. Davey, Dave's eldest child, arrived around 10 a.m. with his wife Linda and their three children in tow. Lily, age 13, David Jr. the third, age 10, and the energetic Jimmy, age 6. The grandkids were especially excited, because for them, Thanksgiving wasn't just about a grand feast. For this crew, it was a full day of family fun. Eager to hit the water before the grand meal, the whole gang, a bunch of water sports enthusiasts, purposely arrived early for some lake time on the boat. Warm hugs and excited chatter filled the air, as the delicious aroma of turkey wafted from the kitchen, a promise of a joyous and good-tasting Thanksgiving to come. Dave announced to everyone that he was turning on his laptop so that Jen, his youngest daughter, could log in and join the Thanksgiving festivities. Nestled in southwestern Germany, Ramstein Air Base is always pulsating with activity, even on Thanksgiving Day. As the headquarters for the U.S. Air Forces in Europe, it's home to over 54,000 American service members, including Airman Jennifer Johnson. Stationed there for her first overseas deployment, Jennifer, known as Jen to her loved ones, serves as a dedicated air traffic controller. Though she enjoys the camaraderie with fellow airmen on base, staying connected to her family back in Texas remains a priority for Jen, who is still single and without children. Still in uniform, Jen's face lit up on the Skype screen as familiar voices filled her room. Back at home in Texas, a joyous commotion erupted at Dave's house as the growing crowd of family eagerly greeted her. Even Jen's 10-year-old nephew got into the act, putting on a puppet show with the Tyrannosaurus Rex puppet, a clear sign of their special bond. Despite the time difference, it was still morning in Texas while evening had descended upon Jen's location. The miles between them couldn't dampen their spirits. With her shift complete, Jen was free for the rest of the evening, determined to celebrate Thanksgiving with her family, virtually. After the flurry of greetings had concluded, Dave, his son Davey, and the kids escaped the house and piled into the boat, eager to kick off their Thanksgiving with some water thrills. This time of year, the water was getting a bit cooler, so all the kids were wearing their wet suits. They were all well prepared for some fun. Bella was excited, but she was left behind at the patio glass sliding door, and she could see the boat with people on board about to leave. While anxiously wagging her tail, she seemed to be saying, "What about me?" I want to go too. Just then, Dave came back into the house and began to put a life preserver on Bella. She knew what that meant. She was going after all. It wasn't long before she was running across the backyard to jump on the boat. Meanwhile, Linda teamed up with Julie in the kitchen, ensuring a delicious feast awaited their return. After getting underway on the boat, the plan was to start with kneeboarding, each child taking turns carving up the water and catching air on the wake. They'd wrap up the adventure with a wild ride on the tube. Unlike the kneeboard solo ride, the tube was all about chaos. All three kids would climb onto the tube at the same time, clinging tight as Dave repeatedly weaved the boat, sending them on a slingshot ride from side to side, launching them over the wake with laughter and shrieks. While out on the lake, Davey even managed to connect with Jen via video call, sharing the excitement live. Witnessing the familiar scene of the family filled with such boating fun gave Jen a warm sense of connection, overcoming the physical distance between them. It wasn't so long ago that she was out boating too. The mouth-watering aroma of Thanksgiving filled the air by 2 p.m., when all the boaters returned home. The previously peaceful chatter in the kitchen transformed into noisy commotion as the boaters recounted their adventures to Julie and Linda. Linda, needing a hand with the children, enlisted Davey to get the kids prepped for dinner. Rounding up the kids, Davey got their attention, saying, "Okay, you dirty bunch of kids, it's time to come clean." Showers were taken, faces scrubbed, and clothes changed. Adding to the excitement, shortly after the boaters returned back to the house, Dave and Julie's other daughter, Mary, arrived with her two children, Michael, age 9, and Nancy, age 6. As a divorced single mom, Mary juggled raising Michael and Nancy in Austin, an hour north, while teaching at the local high school. The cousins' reunion was joyous, filled with hugs and excitement. This close-knit family thrived on these gatherings. Dave, noticing Jen was engrossed with the activities from her view on the laptop, suggested Mary and her children say hello to Jen. The miracle of technology continued to bridge the distance, enabling Dave and Julie's entire family to celebrate Thanksgiving together. With the turkey out of the oven, and the family all in attendance, it was now time for Dave to carve the turkey, with Julie's assistance, of course. Although it was tradition for Dave to do the carving, Julie had invested too much time into selecting, stuffing, and cooking the turkey to leave it to just Dave. Just arriving to the festivities were longtime family friends, Mac and Abby Thompson. Dave had known Mac since their high school days, and they were the best of friends. Abby, renowned for being a pie maker extraordinaire, brought a delightful spread, cherry, apple, and of course, her famous pecan pie. Recognizing Jennifer on the laptop, Mac and Abby, who knew the entire Johnson family well, expressed their surprise to see her. Mac said to Jen, "We are all very proud of you, you're my favorite airman, thanks for keeping our country safe." Mac even offered a salute as a token of his gratitude. Next to arrive were Dave and Julie's next-door neighbors, Juan and Maria Perez, joining the gathering with their son, Andre, a high school senior. Juan is a career police officer and a respected captain in the San Antonio Police Department. After dropping off a large serving dish full of mashed sweet potatoes, with toasted marshmallows on top in the kitchen, they warmly greeted everyone both young and old. Not long after Juan had arrived, he pulled Dave and Mac aside revealing good news. He had snagged the tickets for the big game. Weeks prior, the guys had tasked Juan with securing three tickets to the upcoming Texan Bowl in San Antonio, a Christmastime football showdown at the Alamo Sports Center, a domed indoor stadium. Juan proceeded to give Dave and Mac their tickets. "Put them in a safe place," advised Juan. "There are no more to be had." Mac carefully stashed his ticket in his wallet, while Dave placed his ticket in his home office, inside a desk drawer. Launching a flurry of activity, the men swiftly moved the living room furniture out onto the back porch, then filled the room with rented tables and fancy white folding chairs. With everyone pitching in, they had quickly created a spacious seating area to comfortably accommodate everyone's family. Crisp white linens adorned the tables, and Julie brought out her elegant dishes and festive centerpieces with candles. The atmosphere was filled with anticipation, as the delicious aroma of the feast filled the house. Finally, the tables were set, the food piping hot, and everyone was called to find their seats. As steaming platters of food were passed around, Requests for favorite parts flew. Mac declared his love for a turkey leg, a sentiment likely shared by many. Davy's youngest son, Jimmy, piped up with a more unique request, "I want a turkey hand." Amidst chuckles, and before anyone had a chance to tell Jimmy, "Turkeys don't have hands," Dave was quick to reply, "Just a minute, Jimmy, I'll be right back with your turkey hand." Disappearing into the kitchen, Dave emerged with a perfectly sliced piece of white meat, artfully shaped into a hand. Jimmy's delight was contagious, and Dave, with a twinkle in his eye, asked, "Jimmy, would you like any gravy on your turkey hand?" "No," he replied, "I like to eat my turkey hand straight." Likely, someday after Jimmy gets older, he's going to wonder what happened to all the turkey hands. Anticipation filled the air as platters circled the tables, and everyone loaded their plates. A shared understanding hung between them. Dave would offer a few words of reflection and a blessing before they dug in. Patience reigned, with only a few sly tastes taken, as a kind of testing of the food. At last, Dave stood, summoning the room's attention, and then he began with an excited cheer. He yelled out, "Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!" After a collective exchange of "Happy Thanksgiving," Dave continued his speech, saying, "Although we often give thanks throughout the year, this is the one day where we all stop everything we're doing, we come together for a magnificent meal, and we share our appreciation for all the good favor that God has given to us. I'd like for you to take a moment and look around the room at all the faces." With everyone glancing around, Dave continued, "Today is the day we pause and reflect on everything in our lives that we are thankful for. You are all very special. The people in this room are united and can always depend on each other through any adversity. Thank you all for being so special and for coming. Being thankful means a lot more when we openly share our appreciation together, side by side, as family and friends." Dave began the prayer, "Dear God, thank you for all the good favor that enabled all of us to be here together today. As we move forward in life, we pledge to you our loyalty, and as we strive to be our max, we do so to honor you. Amen." The room answered back with a unanimous "Amen." With the "Amen," the feasting began, and oh, what a feast it was. Dave had a core philosophy that he instilled in his children: finding life's meaning comes from reaching your full potential. He called it being your maximum. In any path you walk, or career you choose, student, nurse, lawyer, electrician, or teacher, give it your all. The same goes for your personal life: be the best spouse, friend, or Christian you can be. Strive to maximize everything you do, and avoid compromising distractions. Dave even encouraged his children to reflect on each day, evaluating how close they came to achieving their maximum that day. Be the max became their family motto. Laughter mingled with the clinking of silverware against dishes, as warm memories filled the air, like the inviting aroma of roasted turkey. It wasn't just a meal, it was a time capsule, each dish a portal to Thanksgiving's past. The sweet potato casserole with toasted marshmallows on top transported them back to when they were all young and strived to casually sneak extra marshmallows. A single bite of the tangy cranberry sauce, a family recipe passed down through the years, was like no other and could be found nowhere else. Even the fluffy mashed potatoes, a seemingly simple dish, held a buttery memory. All the flavors combined to form a kind of emotional strength, a memory peg that grew stronger every year. Meanwhile, Bella, the resident canine connoisseur, was orchestrating her own Thanksgiving feast. With eyes that could melt glaciers, and a paw that delivered a gentle yet insistent nudge on unsuspecting knees, she weaved her magic. A soulful whimper, strategically timed between bursts of conversation, tugged at the heartstrings of everyone in the room. A hopeful tilt of her head, punctuated by an intentionally placed paw, sent shivers of irresistible charm down everyone's spine. No turkey meat, no slice of ham, was safe from her relentless and frankly, adorable campaign. Bella was making out like a bandit. As everyone ate their Thanksgiving meal, the flavors were all perfect and their taste buds were singing, just like they had remembered. There was lots of conversation and reminiscing of previous Thanksgivings. The meal was composed of mostly traditional family dishes, and everyone was able to relive the memories of previous Thanksgivings. Bella was making out great also with those incredible begging skills, a talent she learned over years of success. Once again, she proved she knew how to capitalize on this day. Later that afternoon, dusk was moving in on the Johnson house. The living room had been returned to its usual arrangement, and a football game played on the widescreen TV. The adults lingered around the tempting pies, while the children, with a mischievous glint in their eyes, approached Dave. "Ice cream?" Jimmy piped up, the other kids echoing his request with eager nods and smiles. Dave chuckled, knowing exactly what they were after. He had a special set of miniature, one-person bowls for ice cream, bowls shaped like a classic toilet, complete with a cup handle. The kids all knew about them. It was a common tradition when they visited, to have a scoop of ice cream in these wacky bowls. Dave asked, "Chocolate bear claw?" as he winked. "Gotta be chocolate for the full effect, right?" The children erupted in excited chatter. Dave retrieved the toilet bowls from the cupboard, a perfect match for the number of eager faces. "I'm stuffed from pie," he declared, leaving the bowls for just the kids, who were practically bouncing with anticipation. One by one, Dave filled the bowls with chocolatey ice cream, each child taking theirs with a delighted grin. Dave said to the kids, "Think of what you can tell your teachers next week," he teased. "They might ask what you did for Thanksgiving. You can honestly say you ate ice cream out of a toilet." The adults, catching sight of the whimsical scene, couldn't help but smile and share a few good-natured jokes. The playful spirit of the holiday was alive and well. As the evening eventually came to a close, and completely unaware of the pivotal role the Texan Bowl would play, that it might soon alter everyone's life, Dave, Mac, and Juan were all now in possession of tickets to the game. The first step, on a collision course with the evil monster that had just infiltrated the border. Inside Dave's desk, his ticket lay dormant, a silent skeleton key to a future yet unseen. The future ahead remained shrouded, like a fireworks rocket soaring into the night sky. Its implication kept secret, and only revealed with a sudden massive explosion and blazing burst.